Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Zareya, Klal Yadal, which is the Lachos of Zareya, and we're starting Simon Hay. So the word introduces a fascinating idea that a person can do one Maisa, which has multiple effects and multiple results, and the person can be Chai for more than one Malacha, because what he's accomplishing, what he's doing, accomplishes more than one result. So Mar gives an example, which the Chayyadim is going to discuss over here, of a case where a person is pruning a tree. So a person prunes a tree, so the purpose of pruning is that when you take away the extra branches, the tree grows better. So that's a form of zareya. He's facilitating growth of the tree by removing something. If a person plans to use the branches that he's taking, he's also doing the malacha of kotzer, detaching something from the place where it's growing, for the purpose of using it. So that is the malacha of kotzer, of reaping. So the person is doing one mice of cutting something off the tree, is going to be chayiv twice. However, let's say the person only has the intent for the purpose of pruning, but he plans to discard the branches. He has no use for the branches. So at worst, that's a malacha shenetzrich legufa. He's doing the malacha of kotzer, but he has no intent to use it for kotzer. So that would be a malacha shenetzrich legufa. He's doing the act intentionally. He's intending to cut, but he does not need it for the purpose of kotzer means cutting to use, and he has no use for it. So it's like digging a hole and not planning to use the hole, just to get the dirt. So it would be the simple understanding of the din. The Gemara says a person is zomer v'tzarech le'etzim, he's chayiv shtayim. A person prunes, zomer prunes, and he needs the wood, he's planning to use the wood, then he's chayiv shtayim. If he doesn't plan to use the wood, it's only chayiv once. And a simple understanding would be because it goes under the umbrella of malacha shenetzrich legufa. Let's see the chayyadim inside. Chetech anava mina ilan. Person is cutting branches off of the tree. Kadesha yigadol yoser v'yisava. The branches sap, the actual sap and the energy which is being produced by the tree to grow. It goes into the branches. He wants the trunk to be thicker. So he wants to remove the branches and thereby make the trunk of the tree thicker. If he has no plan to use the wood, so the only thing he's doing is trying to help the tree grow. So the malacha will be zareya, shrei kabana salatzmiach. His kabana is, his intent is to cause it to grow better. If he plans to use the wood as well, so he's going to be chayv for both the malacha of zareya and the malacha of kotzer. Now there's a fascinating Tosis. Tosis says that that even if you hold Malach Shenetzrich Legufa is going to be Chayiv, this case is not going to be Chayiv, Shtayim. If the person is doing it for the primary purpose of Zareya, and he has no intention to use the wood at all, so we do not call that an act of Kotzer, because he's not trying to do Kotzer, he's trying to do the opposite of Kotzer, which is causing something to grow. So it only gets the label of the status of an act of kotzer because of the intent. So we have this idea in a few places. There's certain malachas, we mentioned this idea already, the certain malachas, the action itself is ambiguous enough that unless you have intent for that, it's not defined as the malacha. The example which we gave, if a person takes a splinter off of a piece of wood to use as a toothpick, so Rabbi Eliezer says in the Gemara, he's kind of, for Makom HaPatish, he's making a splinter. He's making a toothpick. Let's say a person takes a splinter off of the piece of wood with no intent to use it at all. So it's not the pshat he made a toothpick, but he's not using it. It's Malach HaShenetzrich Legufa. He was Makom HaPatish. He made a toothpick, but doesn't need it. It's not a toothpick. Without the intent to use it for a toothpick, what you accomplish is taking a piece of wood off of a larger piece of wood. It's not an act of binyan b'chlal. It's not an act of makapatish at all. So the intent over here defines the action as an act of binyan. Without the intent, it's not an act of binyan at all. So something over here, without the intent, it's not an act of kotzer at all. All it is an act of zomer, an act of zareya. Have a good day.